1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome home. Come on in from out the cold. There's a vacancy next to me by the window. You'll like it here. Hope that you can lend an ear. There's room for you next to us in the comfort zone.
Nailed it. You won't believe we had one practice before, two practices, and then nailed it. Welcome to the series finale.
Finale! Episode 10.
I wanted to a trumpet there, mate, going. That's more a series start than an end. Yeah, welcome. Hope you enjoy this last episode.
And welcome to our new theme tune.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that.
Original material.
Original pirate material.
We wrote that after a few beers, didn't we?
From the streets. We'd had a couple of listeners. We come back here and we thought we'll do a theme tune. I think we mentioned it last week.
And that's going to be a theme tune all the time then?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
It's quite long when you're singing it though. We might have to record it and then play it.
We've recorded it a few times, haven't we, pal?
We're all leathered when we're recording it.
Yeah, but right? I think it's safe to say that anyone who listens to this regular, it's going to get in their head. You're going to find yourself whistling it up.
Oh, right? Yeah. It's catchy. It's copyrighted, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm using it.
No,
you,
no.
Channel 4 or whatever.
Google.
Herbert.
Apple.
Right then. Are you going to start us off? I'm sorry I'm late. I'll tell you what we're doing now. We're recording Saturday dinner time because we realised...
Oh, yeah, new slot. We're in a new slot, aren't we?
Well, I think the plan we made last week is we're flexible, aren't we? But we've put a lot of pressure on us then doing these Thursday nights. I rush home from work. Well, Nick never knows where he's working.
Basically, productivity on a Friday, we're dropping seriously.
I weren't going to mention that. The big problem is we get leathered when we're doing it and then nobody goes to work day after. So, unfortunately...
And I'm running out of excuses not to work.
Well, we'll try and get it... We'll get it out to you definitely before Saturday night. So it might be Thursday night, might be Friday, might be Saturday. But this is the last one, episode 10 of series 1. And then after that, we'll come back with a bang.
Fresh, with new ideas.
Because Nick's off down under. We'll have a couple of weeks off.
I'm down under.
And I'm going to set my email address and all. I'll put an email address.
We've only been saying that for 10 weeks.
Shall I just guess an email address now and hope it's that?
No.
Do you reckon we won't be able to get the comfort zone at Hotmail?
You have to put some random number under it, won't you?
You will do nowadays. Go on then, so we'll carry on. Yeah, a bit late. I've been down Fanny Brown to get our Yael some new school shoes.
Nice.
They last about 2 minutes.
They do. I remember. I used to be at school, you know, once upon a time.
And it was freezing downtown.
Oh, it's Baltic. I've done a little job this morning.
Go on.
No, just for G-Force. Yeah.
Not tricky then.
No.
Did you go down all lane?
I did.
Did you feel the tension?
No.
Oh.
What tension?
What do you mean, what tension? You haven't heard?
What?
The tension of... Heavenly Spuds up against Toshio in the final of Cafe of the Year.
Base Camp Cafe?
Yeah.
In Toshio?
Yeah.
The Cafe Spuds. Of the Year. What for Home Lane?
I don't know. I saw a poster in Heavenly Spuds that said, vote for us, Sheffield Star Cafe of the Year. I'm thinking, I've only ever seen two people in. But they do a nice cheese cricket wagon wheel.
Do.
And then I've come on tram early. We've come back down, and Toshio Cafe's up for Cafe of the Year.
Unbelievable!
It's tense on the.
I'm
eyeballing through.
I'm
going
to walk down Tapling up way to match just to avoid it.
I'm going to say other way. It'll tickle me. So I don't know if they're talking to each other then, lot.
Well, I once went to that chippy, you know, up at Wideswood, you know, opposite Tesco, used to be Beehive.
Yeah.
And I went there because Inchstar, they'd got in top 5 best chippies in Sheffield, and I thought, that's worth a try.
Definitely.
And when I went up, they basically bought about 100 Sheffield Stars, cut coupon out that you have to send in.
Oh.
And everyone said, do you mind if we send one of these in for you? I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So they basically sent them all in themselves.
I like
it weren't that good.
Yeah, that's the problem. If you've got totally crap chips, but... No, I can't agree with that. What's your favourite chippy anyway? Have you got a favourite chippy?
Riverside. Yeah, Dan Ullsbury. It's cracking.
Riverside MF.
Great chipper. Brilliant.
Yeah, I do like it.
It's lovely. I like their little, little lunchtime special.
Do you feel bad when you walk past Mermaid and his eyeballing you?
I do go at Mermaid quite a lot, but
it's like that Young Guns, isn't it? It's chips are crap, but there's loads of them.
There's loads of them.
I know,
but you all just end up throwing away, don't you?
If you like a lot of chips, though, I don't know if it's still there. There used to be a Chinese up near KFC.
Oh, Kwong Ing.
Yeah,
I remember Kwong Ing. It were a full basket.
Full ridiculous. Basket. Yeah, I can't remember if they're any good or not. I remember them being loads. But you know, I can't leave a plate. Anyway,
just end up throwing away. So what you got for us, pal? What you got for us? Let's kick it off properly.
I made a few notes this week. I've been watching quite a few documentaries.
Oh.
I watched a good one on Turner, I'll have to tell you about.
Turner? One.
Yeah.
Mikey?
No. I'm going to ask you your favourite Turner is, but straight in. Mikey rather than Chris.
JMW.
Yeah, JMW Turner, great artist.
Final words.
Artist of the Industrial Revolution. Final words of Turner? No, I can't.
The Sun is God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's from that film where what's his pants?
They didn't make it up. They really did. I thought we really were his
final
words.
Lado plays him in film.
Tim Fisball.
Yeah, he's brilliant, isn't
it? Yeah.
They play, well,
it was Mike Lee film, that, weren't it?
Yeah, do you know how they speak a bit weird in it? This old English. Well,
yeah.
A big thing, what I remembered, is that Turner weren't a great orator, even though he did like a monthly lecture at one of the universities. He got said they could hardly understand what we were on about, but he was that good an artist that everyone wanted to be there to listen to him. He was a big follower of Faraday, back colours, and you know, stuff like the science behind colours and stuff. Do you see that bit where that woman turns up and they were saying that, is it violet or one of them colours is magnetic?
All right.
You remember that bit from film?
Yeah, yeah.
What's one on Pugin? You've seen that one that's
Pugin,
come back on.
Yeah. That was a parliament.
I was talking to Kevin Enderbar about Pugin, and he says he designed the, I don't think it was either the main window, what they call it, at top of church, Sheffield Cathedral. I think it's not St. Thomas's, St. Mary's.
Top of church?
Catholic Cathedral.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Off at Moor. Fargate. Fargate, yeah.
Well, Pugin designed, but a big glass thing in there anyway. I thought quite enjoyed it. Kev told me that, so I've obviously gone with that. It's nice that you said about that Wikipedia thing when you go on one and then find a little bit of something else.
I mean, that is surfing in its rawest form, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, Wikipedia, I go on there, look at one thing, and then I'm, you know, 10 articles later.
Educating yourself.
And I'm wondering how I got there. You know, you've got to retrace your steps.
Do you remember what you were on about to start with?
Yeah, brilliant.
It's like a drunk conversation at pub, you end up on one thing.
It's why I'm so intelligent, you know.
It could be.
It probably is.
Cheers.
Chin chin. Oh, I haven't mentioned mine, have we?
But this
can I say, by the way, this is probably a first. I don't think I've ever drank red wine on a Saturday dinner time before a match.
Saturday?
We don't normally have a drink before a match, do we?
No, it's dangerous.
At home games.
Get
if we're away game, we'd have been on us fourth, Sambuca been out.
No danger.
But home games, no, we don't. I sit on row 48 at North Stand. It's a long way to the toilet.
That's all you care about, not how pissed you are. I care about getting emotional. By the way, rewind slightly.
Yeah.
Sambuca, I sent you the article.
Mm.
But I don't know, everyone's playing Reddit by now. So anytime soon, we're all moving to Italy.
We're moving to Sambuca.
No danger.
Yeah.
I was talking to my father about it yesterday. You know, my father loves Sambuca.
Yeah.
It's a quick story. I once rung my father, we're on all inclusive, away somewhere. And we've been drinking Sambuca away. Imagine one or two here and there. And I goes, they've got no John Smooth. I goes, oh, bloody hell. I goes, what have you been drinking then? He goes, I've had half of Sambuca. I went, bloody hell, fire. It was like dangerous. Do you know how many halves of Sambuca can you have?
How many shots of Sambuca's in an eye bath?
In an eye bath?
Well, that's what you call an half, isn't it? An eye bath.
I don't know.
That's what my dad used to call it.
250 mils. It's 10 shots.
Ten shots
in half. That's Friday.
Just sat there sipping it in that pool.
I know. Mental. Funny though. You might have only had one. It was just funny I said it.
It's safe to say if it weren't fully ink, he wouldn't be supping that, would he?
Oh, no danger. He'd have got some cans or something.
He'll get his money's worth.
He'd have got some cans of Amstel from Spa. I think what stuck out for me, thinking about moving to Sambuca, that looked lovely. Just look at pictures. Viewer.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Viewer Sicily. Viewer Pompeii, I think it said.
Oh,
yeah. Beautiful.
No, it weren't Pompeii, it was Retina.
Retina, sorry.
Yeah.
And I thought, I bet it's rate sticky.
Oh, yeah.
And it was had more than one or two trays of Sambuca.
Definitely. I bet there's not many carpets in bars around there, is there?
Oh, no. You've been stuck to them. Funny.
Oh, I miss the old sticky carpets. Remember, a lot of bars and clubs used to have sticky carpets back in the 90s, didn't they?
The clubs, oh, Roxy's had Roxy's, didn't they?
And this is when people could smoke in clubs and pubs, isn't it?
Sticky and smelly.
Yeah, just full of fag burns.
That's what we should have called this podcast.
Who's who?
Oh, I don't want to get into it. You're up sex or late, so I don't want to get into who's who on this one. Do we, Goose?
You know I don't like tardiness, pal.
Anyway. That would be it. I'll just look at some mystery stuff.
Lovely.
What about yourself?
I ended up in eye hospital in Manchester on Thursday.
Oh, what, injured?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What are you telling me about that?
Yeah, well, you know, I thought I'd save it.
You've saved it for now.
Needed some material.
I didn't want to mention that patch, but... Now you can tell me about it.
On that job on Oxford Road, I had a series Ulster drill in a concrete ceiling, and I thought, well, I'm not going to cough and dust sheet. I'll just catch all in my eye. Yeah, you know, I'm a neat worker.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, severely scratched my right eyeball.
Oh, no. Yeah, what did they say then? Have we got drops on that?
Oh, yeah, about half a dozen drops went in. I've got some gel up there that I have to...
Antibiotic drops or just
soothing drops? I don't know what she was putting in at hospital. She thoroughly examined
it. Well, they tell you if it's antibiotics because you...
I said, be careful staring into them, love, because they're pretty powerful, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, charming and all. Charming, fancy with one red eye. One angry red eye.
Yeah, I were in a right state. I couldn't see. My eye was streaming. I thought, I've got to drive back at some point today. Yeah. If I don't get it sorted, I'm going to be stuck here.
I often wake up with one red eye.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if Kayleigh's farting on my pillow or I'll just have one eye for it.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
Nice.
It might be sorry.
It's a lovely image.
I know. Sorry. Apologies to better off. I've made loads of notes. I can't read them, unfortunately.
No, your handwriting is terrible.
And I'll tell you what I've been doing this week. Obviously, not what I've been doing, but I want to make a mention. I'm not a big animal person, you know. Yeah.
No.
I mean, I like cats. That we've had cats. What are the chances? Absolute perfect time.
Urge, didn't I?
But,
get down, Shep.
Relationship with our dog is growing. I'm trying my hardest. It's hard because we've got a little house and she sheds a lot of hair.
A horse,
obviously.
Little house. Sorry.
She sheds a lot of hair. And yeah, it's just a bit messy. It's hard work having a dog, and I've never really had one in the house. But I mean, I've grown to care for her. But this week, all I could say is I feel like we've been talking, not having full conversations,
communicating.
Yeah, if I ever do, I vote with cheese on. I do a slice. I'll give her a little bit, and she never really barks. But she give me a little one of them.
I get that. You know, my cats do that. They, when they want to tell me something.
Yeah.
I know what they're saying.
I'm waiting for a day when she comes flying in barking. I'm like, rah, 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 what? Bloody hell.
Kayleigh's falling down the well.
Kayleigh's fell down the well. That's not a good thing. I don't think we'll ever get to a point where I can trouble at mill.
They're far more intelligent than you give credit for, animals.
I saw a lot of them Lassie films, and every time Lassie opened his mouth, somebody fell that well. I think it must be.
I must admit, though, I'm a penchant for Little Storbo, me.
Little Storbo, I must have said, did it? Quite aloof, weren't he?
Question.
Go on.
Who played Little Storbo?
Oh, I know. Give me initials.
L.
Oh, don't. Is it? Is like a? Is like a Roman or Greek name?
No. Oh well, yeah. No. Sort of half Roman.
L. I'll not go on. Tell me because I won't.
London.
All right. Oh, Londonium.
Londonium. See what I did there. Yeah.
Nice.
I'm full of useless information.
I like it, though.
I don't know where it comes from.
I thought you were going to tell us about
that. Yeah, I forget to put my socks on in the morning. That's strange.
You forget to put your socks on?
No, I've only done it once.
I went through a period of wearing odd socks and I quite enjoyed it. Adrian Mole rebelling.
Life's too short to be pairing socks, mate. I just stick any old two together.
As long as it's same make now.
If there's two at the same laying next to each other, as I'm bowling them up, no problem. But I won't go hunting.
Well, most of my socks are either Pringle or Farrah. So as long as I've got two Farrah on or two Pringle, because they're the same feel on feet like.
A bit OCD,
No, it's just how they feel on feet, isn't it?
A bit weird.
Well, you know I'm a bit weird. There's no point going down that fucking
avenue. That one was a bit OCD.
I've got these new boots to wear. And
look at them Bobby Dazzlers, aren't they?
Well, I've got them because I've got no walking boots. So now me and Juno are busy mates.
You'd be right in snow with them on.
Well, I hope so.
You won't sink into it.
What do you mean? Because they're massive. Them boots at corner.
Yeah. No, I need to put a tennis racket on them, will you?
I know you're just being funny, but everything's a dig, isn't it?
No, it's not. I'm sorry. You're being nice. I'm only joking.
Let's be friends. Do you want to chin-chin?
Chin-chin.
Happy Saturday. Up the Owls.
Up the Owls. Yeah, off to a match after this, aren't we?
Correct. We just won it.
After a bottle of wine.
Do you know what we want?
Don't know how this is going to pan out.
Don't you think it'll be good? You won't want to go to a match.
I don't want to go to a match.
All we want is a strike, a bolt front blue, and that we'll be happy, won't we? 1-0 win.
God, yeah.
Banny Ban in top corner.
Another reach or jow special.
Yeah.
That'd be lovely.
That would be lovely. That bolt from the blue. Oh, I've linked myself in, sort of. Bolt from the blue. I was talking this week. Well, I've done some playlists on Spotify, which I always do. We have one for Wednesday, Thursday night called Ninjas, because Jiu-Jitsu lot come in.
All right. Yeah.
We call them ninjas because it's funnier like that.
Yeah, yeah. They're not really ninjas, are they?
No, they're jiu-jitsu.
What Dan have you got to be to be a ninja?
I ain't got a clue. What ninjas are assassins, aren't
they? He's of a four, isn't it?
There is a ninja of a four. Yeah, it's definitely of a four. You can't be a brown belt ninja.
Well, what's brownies brown for?
I don't know. It's all they're all different. I used to do shorter can. That's like the worst. It's like the boringest karate in the world.
I wouldn't mind being a brown belt. I've got because it'd go with my eyes, wouldn't it?
Yeah. What that red eye? It's brown and
one
red.
Brown and red.
Yeah, correct.
Look like Terminator.
Anyway, I've done some playlists and I've realised I've put some. If you listen to albums and stuff, obviously play the albums, but I put quite a few One Hit Wonders in.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to test you if that's all right.
Yeah, hit me, pal. I love a quiz.
80s one. I'll try.
True.
I'll try and give you a bit of a clue before.
Okay.
In fact, I'll sing it. It'll be more fun.
Oh, that would be fun.
I want the artist.
Artist.
This is your first one, One Hit Wonders.
Just artist.
Yeah, because I'll probably sing thingy. Hey there, you with the sad face, come back to my place and live it up. I don't know.
Is it Sad Cafe?
No, they sung Everyday Hurts, I think.
Oh, was it?
Mental as Anything.
Oh.
It's Zach...
Efron.
Badger's favourite, no. Zach Mellard. Zach Mellard. Sheffield's premium long-distance runner.
Oh, it's Badger's favourite band.
Well, his favourite song, he always used to ask favourite song?
I thought that Foo Fighters one, the best.
Oh, he does like that.
He does like that one.
The best of you. That's pretty much exactly how he sang it.
It is exactly how he sings it.
Go on then, none for one. I'll give you a couple more.
Hit me.
This one's called Whole Wide World, but I'll sing you a little bit because you might not know
it. That's the name of a song?
Yeah.
It's like you're giving me half an answer, isn't it?
No, because you need to tell me artists.
I know, but it's...
When I was a young boy, my mama said to me, there's only one girl in the world for you, and she probably lives in Tahiti. I go the whole wide world. Never heard it before.
I've never heard that before in my life.
Brilliant. Well, that's no good then. Reckless Eric. Have you seen that film, Stranger Than Fiction?
Reckless Eric? I've never even heard of Reckless Eric.
It's a one-hit wonder. It's like...
Charles and Eddie were a one-hit wonder, but
I do it, because I've got Wounded Bird on one of my playlists, and you're thinking of Would I Lie to You? Wounded Bird's just as good for Toronto.
All right, there were two-hit wonder.
Anyway, have you seen...
One-hit wonder each.
Yeah. Oh, good call.
Thank you. Good comeback.
Have you seen the film Stranger Than Fiction with Will Ferrell and Emma Thompson is an author and sort of narrates Will Ferrell's life?
No.
Maggie Gyllenhaal?
No, I haven't seen that.
No?
No.
Oh, you should do, because he plays a bit of a part in that film. He sings it acoustic. Last one then. Let me think. I have to give you one you can get now, just to make you feel better. I'm a dear.
Vangelis.
No, you knew that one, didn't you? I thought I'd set you up. I thought you already knew it. No, is it Falco?
Oh,
you knew that.
Did I?
Yeah, none out of three.
What about Vangelis?
You'd be shat on.
What did Vangelis do?
Oh, it's all like movies.
Chariots of Fire.
It's all, yeah, it's sound
Chariots
stuff,
of Fire, didn't it? Bloody Vangelis. Sorry, pal, that was a poor show, weren't it? It's not my subject music, is it? It's your subject, that.
I just thought...
I'm more everything else. Your music, I'm everything else.
Yeah, go on then. If you want. That's about it. That's all I've got for you. Have you not got any stories from this?
Well, I come up with a game for us, but we can't play it because you ain't got. You need Wikipedia app. What we alluded to earlier.
You mentioned this midweek. Tell me again.
Because I've got the app.
Because somebody might be able to play out there.
Well, I'm always. Well, you need two people, but I'm always Wikipedia and stuff. But I use app, and there's a little when they updated it last year. There's a little tab button, and you press it, and it shows you all things you've searched for, and you go back. And I was reading through them, and I thought, this is funny, because you can almost see where I've my train of thought as I've gone through,
yeah.
And I'm going. There's a lot of people in there, and then all of a sudden, syphilis banging at me. I'm like,
what were you searching?
I don't
in
know.
Middle, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm working my way backwards. I laughed for about 10 minutes. I'm sat here on my own, laughed for about 10 minutes.
What were page before? Burning sensation.
I'll get it up now. Let me have a look.
It weren't Elvis Presley. Then it was burning love. Then it was syphilis. I'll see how you got there.
All I can remember about syphilis is you get a lot of scars on your back.
I don't know.
Well, there you go. That's why Wikipedia did it.
Is it 6 degrees of separation? Answers on a postcard, 6 degrees of separation. How'd you get from Googling? What did you Google to start with? It's not Googling, Wikipedia.
Look at the state of this. There's hundreds and hundreds of things. Yeah. Right, so last... Oh, no. No, that's the first thing. Let's go to the last thing. I'll tell you the last thing I searched from Wikipedia. Palace of Westminster. Now, that's because, I know this, because you were on
about
Pugin.
Yeah.
I'm going backwards now. David Attenborough.
Yeah.
Hull Wheatbridge.
Yeah, but these aren't links. These are separate things you've been going for.
Some of them are. Some of them are linked.
Yeah.
Whole wheat bread.
Whole wheat. Or,
whole wheat bread.
Is whole wheat different to whole meal?
Well, I can tell you this. Whole wheat and whole meal are actually the same thing. Yeah, it's just different wording. They tend to call it whole wheat in America, but whole meal in Britain.
You can say I've never heard of whole wheat.
How do I know these things? Because I Wikipedia'd it. Clever. Rome. Romantic poetry. Double clutch transmission.
What have you got to that?
I don't know. Here we are. This is one you'll know. Stan Laurel, and then Paraguay and Bolivia. We had that quiz, didn't we?
All right.
And I didn't know capitals.
Oh, I don't know. Bolivia is what I said, La Paz, and Paraguay is Asunción.
Triangulation station.
Oh, you're not giving me that.
Yeah, I'm going with it. Yeah, because
and Paraguay's Asunción.
Triangulation station.
Don't know what that is.
No, I don't.
What is it though? Press it.
Oh, I'm not clicking on it. Anyway, yeah, and it goes on and it goes on and it goes on, and then all of a sudden in the middle, oh, syphilis.
I think we should move on from that. Can you move on from syphilis? Is it something you've got?
I don't even know what it is.
I don't know. We're not doctors. Don't be ringing in with your illness.
The point I'm making is, if you had this, we could play a game of Wikipedia history top trumps.
How can you top trump each other? What's better?
I suppose you have to pick subject. You remember top trumps, don't you?
Yeah, I played it last night with Henry.
So if it were cars, you'd have top speed.
Yeah.
You'd have fuel consumption or something like that.
That sounds boring.
But that's how you played it.
I know, but you got back.
So we'd pick a category like famous people, and then you'd go, Queen, and I'd have to like
she's
top Trump.
Up. Yeah.
She's high up. I'd have to top Trump, yeah.
You could, Prince Philip's top Trump to this week,
can't you? But I'd have to have had to search for it, you see. And I'd have to show you that search.
Oh, you can't just
I couldn't just make it up.
Yeah, but the problem is...
It's a great game. You need to get that up, don't you?
I'm looking forward to getting it. Do you know what I've got?
And then spend 2 years searching for stuff.
Well, that's the thing. If you put it in, then you won't be beat. We got Pasta Pigs for Christmas.
Oh, we love Pasta Pigs. We used to play Pasta Pigs.
We used to play Drunk Pasta Pigs. Drinking White Lightning.
It was Frosty Jack.
Were it?
Yeah, we were getting massive balls of Frosty Jack.
It's Frosty now, Jack.
I know it is. But whoever lost that hand had to do, two fingers of Frosty Jack? And before you know it, that 3 litre bottle of Frosty Jack had gone.
What happened for double leaning jowler?
Double leaning jowler.
Not good. I remember once when you like just collapsed on table because you had a little coffee table sit opposite. Like, well, we're having some like Oriental tea or something, but we're down in Frosty Jack. And you just like collapsed on table.
I think I did, yeah. It's strong stuff, that.
And then we went to Casbah. Not Casbah, I used to go to Co-op, didn't we? We're here.
Oh,
I'm trying to...
For a dirty Friday night.
And tell Muttley that... Ask for Muttley and go straight to front of queue.
Anyway, let's have a
mention this wine while we're at it. Do you want me to?
Nick's
bought this wine. It started off not too bad, but it's all right.
It's a Rioja.
It's got three different titles. At top, I'm guessing company Vineyards Berberana.
Berberana.
Then it says Crianza 2013. I don't know if that's a place. And it's a Rioja anyway. And it's from California, but it's in Spanish.
It's Spanish California.
Yeah, so that means its grapes are from California, but it's made in Spain. Which way around would you? What's better?
It's got to be from Spain. It's a Rioja.
Yeah, is that what that means? 13.5, though.
Stick with 13.5, you won't go wrong.
I bet you're earning £5.
You'll take edge off match.
Yeah.
Might take edge off that sub-zero temperatures outside.
I've got me stranglers anyway.
Have you?
Yeah, are you wearing your woolly hat? I was wearing that anyway.
No, I'm not going to. No, I've just done my hair. I've done my haircut. And I've done the haircut.
Do you know what that go well with? Tapas.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
Sorry.
Want me to stand up?
No. Grab ass. That's that. Clink me.
Oh, sorry.
Chin chin me. Somebody was telling me the other day, I think it's they were both. It's cocking at Outerbridge, or what's the other one?
Oh, Aaron's.
Yeah, it said they both do tapas.
Oh, yeah.
Which is strange for a proper pub.
Do they do a tapas hour, or is it all the time?
No,
you can pop in there for a little tapas anytime.
Whatever you want.
Anyway. Here's one for you. You know, I'm not into reality TV, but there's one reality TV show I love. Love. Hunted. Been obsessed with it since its first series. I think it's first year. It just started.
Yeah. Do you think you could do it?
Probably not, but it's one of them shows. The reason why I love it,
you have to get off settee to start with.
Yeah, but the reason why I love it is because you watch it and then you start imagining, what would I do in that situation? And thing is, basically, if you stick to end, you get to have a month off work and you just fly around country just bumming stuff off people. Anyway, I had a look. They're taking applications for next year, so I think me and you should apply.
Really?
I'm not even on internet. They'd never find me. That's how they get people.
Where would we
social
go?
Media.
Where would we go?
Well, I don't tell them. If I said it now, in a year's time,
I don't like they'd be catching us straight like away, won't they?
They'd be straight onto this podcast.
Problem is, I don't mind being out there.
I don't think you can go abroad.
I don't like being cold. I don't like being hot. But I don't mind being out there.
It's filmed in summer.
Well, that's all right.
It's always filmed in summer. It's always sunny when they film it.
As long as it's tepid, I'm all right.
Yeah.
It's got nice...
you fancy it?
It's got nice Fergals, this. Plenty of Fergals.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's all right.
What a good art.
No, undertones.
All right.
I thought you'd get that from last week.
I can't remember last week.
Yeah, good body. Plenty of Ellie McPherson's. I'd like to say about this rocker is it's got plenty of Fergals and plenty of McPherson's.
McPherson's, the body.
Yeah. Anyway, who was
so
the
voice? You don't fancy this one today.
McPherson's the body. Who was the voice?
John Farnham.
Correct. See, we're back. So you do know some pop trivia.
I do.
Yeah, I'm up for it. Fill us in. Right. Like, Phil.
I sent you a link through. I've cast your eye across it. Yeah.
Did you say it's a couple thing? Like,
no, you can have it in twos. There's a lot of mates do it.
I don't want to do it on my own.
But there are people who do it on. He did it on his own. Our Lord Mayor, last series.
Majid,
right?
Yeah, I did see that. I'll have to have a look. How did he get on? Where did he go?
He did quite well. He didn't get to end, but if you managed,
where did he go though? How did he go?
He went to Peatley Street for a bit, and then he come back into Sheffield for a Green Party march in Barker's Pool.
That's how they got him.
No, and they had all hunters.
Were
like,
he
in,
mayor
in
this
crowd
time? Or just a politician or whatever he
was? No, it was before he went mayor. He's a councillor.
Councillor,
he's a Green councillor. So they had all these hunters in crowd looking for him. They all got the phone like filming it, and he just literally went in amongst them and that, and then bailed out a bit early. I think he did.
Alright, it's boredom that kills you, innit? Stuff like that.
Winners.
How long have winners are out there?
It's 28 days. If you survive to end, then you have to go to a pickup point.
Mm.
But they find out where this pickup point is, hunters. But you have to get onto this boat or onto this helicopter before they catch you. So you have to plan your exit. It's quite good.
Sounds good.
And you win some money. You win some serious bumps.
That helps, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's motivating.
If you're putting yourself through it, like throughout mill.
Just be careful what we're saying on this podcast now, just in case it ever comes back to haunt us. Though.
And if we get injured, we can take Juno with us, and I'll send Juno to go and tell Kayleigh. Nick and Rads have fell out. Well.
Well, to be fair, there'd be someone following us around with a camera, so I think you'd be pretty sure they'd know about it.
I think I have watched it. I think I watched first season. The first thing I thought were... Surely cameraman ships them at some point.
I don't know. I reckon they
little
get
text.
They get involved a bit, don't they, little producers? Text. To try and make it into... Cause,
big lads are in Chesterfield.
Because you'd think, wouldn't you, let's just go and get a mate's house where no one knows and we'll just stop there for a month. But you can't do that.
Yeah.
Because producers will not let you. They'll poke you into doing something more entertaining.
Don't know. Big Chris did that for about 10 years.
Funny that. We were talking about Big Chris last week.
I know. I saw him pop up at Saplin's.
I was talking to someone about him. He booked last week.
All right.
Yeah.
What made you mention him? He is elusive.
I didn't mention him. Selden mentioned him.
All right.
Big Chris. Because he's got a foundry around the corner. In someone's backyard.
Oh, no.
I booked into him on the street last year for Christmas. Oh, yeah, I've got a foundry. I went, where? He goes, just next road down from yours. It's in this building at the end of someone's garden.
Foundry just mean metalworks. You mean
hitting bits of metal with an hammer. I went, they must love you.
Oof.
What time do you work till?
I miss that drummer who used to live next door. It's bad. Sorry.
Oh, keep it rolling. Keep it
wrong. I know, I can't read my writing. I think I had something fun to tell you.
Yeah?
I was going to mention about Prince Philip turning his car over. But
oh, yeah, he did, didn't he?
I didn't even find it that funny. It was quite sad, really.
No, it's not funny, is it?
Was it like 97 or something like that?
He's getting on a bit.
Do you reckon he was razzing it, like? Razzing it non-bad?
Don't know, but... were it on a road or were it on a state, though? If it was on a state...
No, it seems to be that. It would... I don't know if he were razzing it, but it was 3 o'clock. What's he razzing it for at 3 o'clock, if he were?
Were it a Friday?
I don't think it's no.
If it were Friday, yeah, you know.
Well, just to get home?
Get to Legends.
It weren't round here. It's just... It might have been... It's flooring it. He's absolutely going mad to get home for tipping point. It's the only thing I could think.
Maybe... I'll tell you what he could have. He could have dropped a... He could have been smoking and dropped a tab. Because that can distract you.
Oh, yeah. It groin, like.
Well, anyway. When it's not smouldering on carpet.
Yeah.
He was trying to stamp it out.
I remember JB doing that before.
I bet he did.
He set fire to himself. Events as he had it one before. Oh. Gonna see JB soon. Oh, I've asked him. I've texted him on Messenger, but he don't go on it very often. Just to see if he wants to come off for our birthday. Mine and my good friend JB's birthday. Both 40 this year. Is it 20?
Oh,
is it 26?
You don't look it, pal.
Do Cheers, pal. Yeah. It's funny because one of the lasses behind bar there were amazed that I was 39. She thought I were early to mid-30s.
Really?
I don't know what she wants. But next minute, she wants to swap some shifts or summer. I don't know. I'm going to see if he could come over for Doves. We're going to see Doves in London for my
still got to get that ticket for that.
Well, don't tell him that. That's the only reason.
Alex is having it.
Really?
Yeah, he's house sitting for me.
Alright. I've asked him anyway. If JB says he's can come, he's having it. Anyway.
Someone's got a fake cat's pal.
Correct. Is Alex moving in next weekend then?
I hope so. I've reminded him enough times. I'll mention it to him today.
Lovely. That's enough of personal business. Sorry, we're back to business at podcast. Right. I think we've got another 10 minutes left. plan is, just so you know, we've done 10 episodes when we finished this one. We've really enjoyed it.
We're loving it.
We're going to come back unless we...
We are definitely going to move it to Saturday, I think, aren't we?
I just think if we have the choice of doing it Thursday, Friday or Saturday, but it'll definitely be up for Saturday tea time, so you can listen to what we... We're back up, but we've got quite a few listeners again this week, I had a notice.
Yeah.
So somebody's listening.
It's nice someone's listening.
Nice being there. I want to say thank you, actually, to anyone who's listening.
Thanks.
Any kind words.
Thanks for being there.
It makes it... We'd have probably done it anyway. We like talking anyway, don't we?
We'd be doing it just without recording it, wouldn't we?
We wouldn't be drinking Saturday dinner tower, would we?
We wouldn't be drinking red wine. This is the first. This
it's taking us time, though.
Just like me, zesting that lime. This is probably the first time I've ever done this.
Well, life's a learning curve, isn't it?
It is a learning curve. And that's what she said to me in eye hospital. She went, "Did you have eye protection?" I went, "No." She went, "Well, you should have, really." I went, "Well, you live and learn, don't you?"
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
they say you learn from your mistakes, love, but if that were true, I'd be a fucking genius. Yeah. So, you know.
But nobody who's ever done anything of any, you know, I don't know what the word would be, anything great. They've all made mistakes. I think.
Thing is, Rads.
Einstein said that. He banged on about that. Make mistakes. Make another mistake and eventually you'll do something great. Do you know what I mean?
But the thing is, especially in communications world, I'm known as something.
You what?
In communications world.
What?
Communications world.
What? I'm not getting you.
Okay, brilliant. I'm known as something of a maverick, that's all.
Alright.
Yeah, I play by my own rules, so.
Oh, I like it. Cop gone bad?
Pretty much, yeah. Sorry, what did you say? Cop?
Yeah.
Cop gone bad, yeah.
That's horrible.
What?
Horrible picture I said in my head.
What, cop gone mad?
Yeah, you know.
I don't know what you mean.
Anyway, but I've gone through my notes. One last thing. Did I tell you, mine are most pub related because I like to stare at people. Then.
Well, you don't work in a pub, so you spend your time there, don't you?
I like to call my nicknames for people, as ninjas will come in.
Ninjas.
But there's loads of ninjas, but the only three...
Do you just know them collectively, like a collective noun as ninjas? Well, there's any individual
ones? You've met Sen, haven't you? Who were in that night. He's leader of ninjas, Asian lad. Yeah.
No? Okay.
You met him in
Upper Nathan. That's in Asia.
I haven't got a fucking clue. I'm sorry. I'm so...
All right, just checking.
I just don't know. It's just I'm sorry.
Sen. Okay. I don't remember, but carry on with story.
He's leader. It's his dojo, whatever it is.
Dojo.
I don't know. I got that from Karate Kid.
Aren't there them things you get from Indian restaurants? Oh, that's a doa.
Oh, that's from Sri Lankan restaurants.
Yeah. They're anyway, nice of them, aren't they? Like a pancake.
Could do a bit of doa. Wax that tonight.
Not many.
Are you still serving doa? Are we having a drink after a match?
Oh, yeah. I thought that would plan.
All right. Just less of personal business.
Okay.
What about nicknames? So these ninjas, a couple of them are giving nicknames. There's one lad who's got a lazy eye. I call him Bloodsport. Just because I thought it was funny. He don't look like Jean-Claude Van Damme. I thought it was funny.
Lazy eye.
And there used to be a lass who ran it last year when Sam weren't there. And she had... I don't want to be too rude about this, but she had really big boobies.
Oh, yeah.
We called her Bruce Juggs. Me and Callum.
As in like an amalgamation of Bruce Lee's first name and...
I've got a good little quick quiz for you. I can't say, how can I work this? There was a kid comes in called Withnail, which is because he's an alcoholic. I'll have to introduce you to him.
Yeah.
If I said to you, there's an old bloke come in and I call him Quasimodo, what do you think he drinks?
What would I think he drinks? Bells.
The bells! He has a moonshine to start with, and after, because it's moonshine. Goes, no, the bells! Great quasi.
Sod off, I ain't got your ball.
I know.
Classic.
Joke. Other ones are just like what they drink, though. Mumbles McMoonshine, he's a good one.
Mumbles McMoonshine. I feel like I've met Mumbles McMoonshine, but maybe I've just met another person like him.
He's a pot washer at Time Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember his real name, but he comes in right late on and he just goes, moonshine, please.
And then, it's more a stutter than a mumble, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah, I don't know. But I'm pronounced it so you can understand what he's saying. But yeah, I just like.
But then mumbles is also.
Stutters, moonshine, don't sound as
good. He's also just around Swansea Bay from Swansea, so maybe he's. Is he Welsh?
No, he always gets his round in. I've not known him to.
Good lad.
What was the nicknames we got in the bar? Yeah, they normally bought the drink. Bottle of wine.
We like a nickname. You're not drinking.
I love a nickname. Yeah, you've got to fill me up, pal. Let me do this.
There's not much left there, look.
I don't feel that, man. Let me just press this. There's going to be a little click in your ear, don't know, man. Oh, shit, I pressed wrong one. Oh, no.
Well, what's he doing?
I don't know. We might not even be recording.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow. We'll get another 5 minutes.
Yeah. Go on, then. Yeah. I've been at work, innit?
Is it? We can do it now.
I'm watching.
I thought, we're not late for match, only 10 to 2.
Oh, hang on, spread out a bit, you're not at work
now. We could go and have a party in Weatherspoons, though, couldn't we?
We could, couldn't we? He's not having one.
My father's in Park Hotel, I'm guessing. I'll ring him away down.
I feel like this podcast just being us planning stuff.
I know, has it?
We've
done loads, haven't we?
Probably mention train tickets to London for Doves. I've been looking at train tickets. I'll mention it after.
Let me tell you about this about my father and all, right annoying.
Oh no!
I don't want to slag him off too much because he's a great chap.
And he don't listen though, does he?
Oh, like our Henry. Okay. He don't listen to this. Don't listen to me. Do you know what he does when he buys train tickets? And he says he always does it he puts everything in a basket. So he'll buy his ticket, put it in a basket.
Yeah.
Buy mine, put it in another basket. Yeah. So he's bought all these tickets. And they're all under different numbers.
Yeah.
Nobody sat together. So he's got his tickets for Chelsea next week. I'm in co-chair seat 4. Train's not even sold out. And he's in coach B. I goes, Father, what are you playing? I goes, I've always done it like that.
Yeah.
Good impression, though.
Good impression. You do.
Well, it don't matter. Sort yourself out next time.
You do classic impressions of your mum and dad.
Well, I've spent a lot of time with him.
You spent a lot of time listening to him.
Yeah. Shouting at me normally.
Mm. I saw them both on Home Lane over there.
Turn that shit off.
Just having I would say a stroll they were having. Arm in arm. Strolling down home.
They were
not a caring world.
My mother must
I were powering through with shopping from Morrison's, you know, just want to get home for me tea.
They get to an age when my father's retired.
Oh, no, I don't want to stop and chat, you know what I mean? I can't cross road, they've already seen me. What do I do? I didn't want to shoulder drop them, no.
I don't think I've ever.
That's just rude, innit?
I don't think I've ever ducked. I once ducked my grandma in Hillsborough because I think we're in a rush. I once hid from my father when I were at Bucky's. And I think I should have been at college.
Yeah.
But thankfully for me, he's blind and he's really not looking at what's in front of him.
Who said that?
Exactly. And now, my favourite conversation I bumped into your father, Daniels, but I could never block your father. When he was telling me about them burgers he bought. That one of my favourites. But did he call me Rads or Cargo? I remember. Rads, I think. Rads.
He called you Rads.
Rads,
they've come in their own gravy.
Oh, they've come in their own gravy. Bloody hell, man. Keep talking, I'll come my own gravy.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
He told everyone about them burgers.
Burgers in the tin. I'm like, do they still do them?
Oh, they still do them. Yeah.
Sounds like, it's like Spam, they still do it, but only older generation eat it.
They're good if you ain't got teeth. There's not a lot of texture to them.
And why?
You could suck on them.
If you mentioned Spam now, it'd be some email that you didn't want to read.
I bought it in a Spam of a week. A Spam sandwich.
When did it become an email that you didn't want to read? Why is that Spam?
Well, it's not something you don't want to read. It goes straight in your Spam folder and you don't even know it's there.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah,
I've had some important emails go in my Spam folder and I'm kicking off with them, phoning up, wasting money. Where's this email he's supposed to say? Well, have you checked your Spam folder? Of course I haven't checked my Spam folder. I'm so sorry. That's apologise.
Yeah, but it's good.
I fronted it out.
It's good if you want to ignore somebody. I didn't check my Spam folder and all, so you can use that.
Definitely, yeah. But I've rung you 14 times.
I've lost my phone again.
Brilliant.
Anyway, let's end with a song or something. Should we try a theme again?
For one single moment, your whole life can turn around. I stand there for a minute, staring straight into the ground, looking to the left slightly and looking back down. World feels like it's caved in.
Proper sorry frown.
Only reason that... Josh, can I tell you why I just did that?
Streets are playing in Sheffield next week.
I did not know that. Yep. I'd like to see them. Do you know why I did that?
My second favourite Skinner. Go on.
Because after driving back from...
Skinner!
After I was driving back from Manchester with my poorly eye, I was just thinking, I should mention this and I should maybe do a song. And just as I thought it, that song came up radio, Dry Your Eyes. My eye was streaming.
Oh,
that's appropriate.
When I walked in, I forgot to mention before we do... sorry, we finished.
Yeah?
Well, Razor passed away. Windsor Davis, who passed today.
Oh, Windsor. We just found out Windsor Davis passed away. Never the twin shall meet.
And it's not in the just ready aim fire that I always thought it works. So I can't do that, can I?
Whispering Grass.
I was, you know ready aim fire from Blackadder. I always thought it was Windsor Davis that did that.
No, he went in.
He plays a corporal, same, doesn't he?
In off Hotmon.
But it's not him that goes, ready fire! But he talks
about
it.
He went in Blackadder.
Yeah, but it's him. I think the guy who plays him in Blackadder sort of rips off.
Oh,
Windsor Davis.
It were iconic that part he played.
Never Twain. Well, he didn't carry on stuff then, yeah.
Donald Sinden, who were in Never the Twain, were you? They were rival antique shop owners next
were
door
they?
To
I
one another,
they were
yeah. No, they were rivals.
How young we used to watch that.
Yeah. Never the Twain. Crapper will tell you all about Never the Twain. He's
shout out to Crapper, he won't be listening.
You know, he's a big fan of Donald Sinden though.
Yeah.
And that's probably why he's not listening.
Slim chance.
Living in the past.
Shall we end on this new theme tune?
What, a second airing?
And then we'll just say thank you. We'll see you next season.
I'll get the words out again. I'll put my wine on it.
You might be able to get your words out. If we mess it up, we're still going to say thanks a lot again for listening to the first series. We're back in a couple of weeks because Nick's on his jowls. And I've just had enough for it. No, I'm joking. I'm thoroughly enjoying myself.
38 degrees in Sydney.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
I'm looking. Yeah. I'm
38 degrees.
What am I going to do when you're off? I'm going to spend time with family or something. I'll be walking dog. We'll be having a great chat, me
the
and
horror.
Are you ready? Are you gonna say your thanks on that, and then we'll
thank you. But also, while I think on, can I just thank the hardworking staff of the Manchester Eye Hospital for looking after me? The service was absolutely. We were packed out in there, lads, and I were in and out, seen, and I were in there a good 25 minutes being inspected.
Couldn't see out, but got seen.
I were in and out in just over an hour.
That's good, though.
Packed me off with some eye drops, which they didn't even charge me for.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and I don't want to get political, but you know. We should all be proud of NHS. Anyone who works at NHS, anyone who works indirectly or undirectly for them, you know, we salute you all.
Correct.
You do an amazing
100%
job.
Amazing job.
You know, it's envy at world, I think. And anyway, thank you, everyone.
Unfortunately, yeah, it might be going back wayside.
Despite Tories trying to systematically dismantle it and sell it as profitable bits off. But anyway, let's not get political.
A 1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome home. Come on in from out the cold. There's a vacancy next to me by the window. You're welcome here. Come on in and the near. Oh, it's liking it. There's room for you. Come back strong next to you in the comfort zone.
I wrote words down, but I did it in pencil. I can't read them now.
It's gone dark. It's daytime, but we've got curtains closed. Welcome to Nick's house. We'll speak to you soon. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, and see ya.
Take care.
Ta-da.